This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, March 29th. Well, fairly quiet day yesterday in the cattle complex following a big day up on Monday where we gapped higher and rallied strong and held those gains throughout the day. Yesterday, not much follow through. In fact, you know, live cattle were up just a little bit and then we closed pretty much unchanged, at least toward the top end of the range. In feeders, we basically just traded lower in an inside day, at least in the upper half of Monday's range. So it's disappointing to see the market not be able to just continue to follow through that way, but still, we're not collapsing. We're not giving up all the gains that we had on Monday. And especially with the gap below there, usually the market kind of wants to come back and fill those gaps within a couple days, or else you just continue to move away from them, whether you're going up or down. The gaps are important, and we're not making much of an effort to fill the one from Monday on the feeders or the live cattle for that matter. So that's a good sign. Again, maybe taking a breather here after a big day, but the charts look pretty solid, at least to continue upward for the short term. In the cash trade, nothing going on yet in the live trade. Box beef values were a little bit higher yesterday. Choice up 27 cents at 281. Select up 64 at 270. The spread lost 37 cents at 1027. Movement was 103 loads. Slaughter rate, 127,000 head yesterday. So that puts the week so far at 252. That's equal to the week prior. And it's up about 7,000 over a year ago. Feeder cattle index up 10 cents at 191.34. So after a couple days of seeing some just surging higher in the feeder cattle index, kind of slowing down a little bit. We're still moving higher, and that's a win. But just being up 10 cents does slow down that moving average. But still, clearly, you've got a lot of demand out there for calves. And I think that will continue. The concern, of course, is the western, central, and southern plains, where it's been dry since last summer. They've had zero relief. There's zero topsoil moisture. And that dryness seems to be expanding somewhat. That said, the 6 to 10-day forecast does call for much above normal rain in the southern half of Texas. And that kind of pushes up into eastern, you know, the northeast part of Texas. So we'll see if it materializes, number one. But if it does, you know, that's a big plus for them, and certainly will help recharge some pastures. But when you look into the panhandles up into Kansas, that dryness appears to be expanding somewhat. So that's an issue for them. And of course, this is key cattle country. But everywhere else, you've got a lot of moisture throughout the west, which has had just, you know, year after year of herd liquidation. The far west, west coast, I would imagine they're going to be looking pretty aggressively at restocking some herds. The northern plains, similar thing there, a lot of moisture across at least North Dakota, the Dakotas in Minnesota, Iowa. Montana has improved. It's certainly not out of the woods, but you've got just a ton of snow across the northern plains and the northern Midwest. So that's going to slow down demand for grass calves, at least, or even retaining. They'll retain calves as long as they have the hay, but it's going to be a while before you see increased demand for calves to put on grass. And I would imagine you're going to have some good pastures up there, at least to get things started. Plenty of water filling the ponds and reservoirs and streams. So, you know, great conditions to be stocking pastures. It's just not going to happen as fast as it typically does. So I'm still bullish cattle. I still think there's plenty of upside price-wise, and there's still plenty of time to get there. For feeder cattle, usually that early May time window is when you tend to stall out. If you're in an uptrending market, which I think we are, that's usually the time when the market just seems to run out of gas. For live cattle, it happens sooner than that. We're targeting probably early April, maybe stretching to mid-April. But consumer demand seems to be fairly solid. We're seeing box beef movement pick up again this week. A little bit of a slow start on Monday, but at 103 loads on Tuesday, that gets us back over that magical 100-load mark. Every day last week, we were over that 100-day load. So the packers are selling boxed beef. The retailers are stocking up. And this is a time of year where you tend to get into, the grilling season, and beef demand really takes a jump. It's a very important time of year. And temperatures, again, are cool in the West, but they're going to be much above normal across almost the entire, eastern third, I should say southeast third of the United States. So we're looking at much better weather coming here just around the corner. So, domestic demand is solid. Supplies are tight. They're going to be tight for a long time. And it's just a matter of keeping the demand base intact. And even with, the strong prices, even with inflation, domestic demand held right in there. So that's very impressive, and it's very encouraging that we'll continue to see that kind of demand at least carry through the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843 or 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.